On Friday, the West Australian ran this story. Peter Milne and Nick Butterley wrote it, saying Premier Mark McGowan has warned that states such as WA could go it alone on climate policy unless the McGowan government comes up with a workable national approach to reducing greenhouse gases and supply certainty to investors. The warning came after the Premier pushed back at suggestions the election had handed the coalition vindication of its climate policies, saying Prime Minister Scott Morrison risked missing the public mood for real action. Speaking at an oil and gas conference in Brisbane this week, Mr McGowan said he would not rule out the idea of states like WA adopting their own climate policies if the federal government looked likely to fall short of meeting international targets agreed in Paris 3 years ago. Well, the coalition have told us that they're well on the way to getting those targets. The coalition went to the election promising to reduce Australia's emissions by between 26 and 28% below 2005 levels by 2030, a level most experts judged as less than required under the Paris Agreement. Federal Labor, as we know, adopted a 45% cut over the same period. And on Thursday, the Premier said the coalition government appeared to have no appetite to tackle the issue. I think the coalition would disagree with that. He said this is why the Eastern States energy market is a basket case. Given the Commonwealth has abrogated its responsibility in this area, the state government's number one priority is to strengthen the economy and create jobs, and this means providing certainty to industry. Right. Now, this is interesting, but the Premier's media team is now circulating this audio from a doorstop at the Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association oil and gas conference in Brisbane on Tuesday. Have a listen.
And I'd urge the national government, the coalition government, to look at a national approach on this issue. Before we do anything, we'd have full consultation and full discussion with the industry to make sure that we understood all the nuances of anything the state might do.
That sounds to me like having a bob each way. Is it an about face or is he doing an Oprah Winfrey? Everybody gets a car. So which is it? Are we going to go down the 45% emissions reduction target, 50% renewables, or are we going to stick with what the federal government is doing?